I'm Tommy Gimler. What unfolded over the weekend in college football was almost as shocking as the fact that my 91-year-old grandpa went the entire month of October without shitting his pants.
Really?
It's amazing.
It's impressive.
So that
I
means
did not.
They just released the new college football playoff rankings tonight. So we're going to discuss just how crazy college football is. And the answer is crazier than Amanda Bynes. Brady.
She's still around?
No.
No.
That's how crazy she is. Right. She's gone. She's had to completely leave.
Or maybe she's so smart.
I don't think anybody's ever said that about her. God, Trump's already having an effect on us.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Upper Decker. Nothing but sports and crap.
All right, guys. Welcome 2 weeks in a row. What is going on?
I know.
This is nuts.
It's like the bright moon. What is it?
The super moon.
Super moon.
That's what it is.
The magnetism brings us back.
Did you see that thing when it was setting the other night? My buddy was taking pictures of it. His name is Neil Guthrie. Look him up on Facebook. The pictures look Photoshopped. It looks like my 71-year-old retarded uncle finally played with Photoshop for the first time. it's awful. That's real. That's real.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was gleaming. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful.
It was great.
Lovely
and
sight to see.
It's just one of the great things about living out here in California, or is that something that can be seen in Wisconsin?
Let's find out.
Actually, I think you can.
Has the moon decided never to rise and set again in the state of Wisconsin after what they did to this country?
God, what a bad rap that place gets.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about Wisconsin's finest. He grew up in Burlington. He was born in Burlington.
Who's
Wisconsin.
That?
Tony Romo.
Oh, that's right.
Tony Romo.
But went to Northern or
Eastern Illinois.
Dry campus.
Nothing but the best, Clark.
Dry campus.
Garoppolo, Romo, Sean Payton. All
really?
Those guys. I think so.
Wow.
Oh, shit. Garoppolo went there?
We'll get our intern on it. Garoppolo, yeah. But the number one story, we'll get to that a little bit later. The number one story here in the hot mess.
The hot mess.
Of course, is what is going down in college football. Never before in my life did I think that on Saturday night as I was getting shithoused with my brother that I would see the number two team Clemson lose, the number three team Michigan lose, and the number four team Washington lose. Mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people had USC beating Washington.
They didn't just beat them. They beat the shit
in their backyard, too.
Them.
Like, in their, well, it
USC
was in their house. Yeah.
USC
went up to Washington.
In Seattle.
Yeah.
I didn't watch a lot of – oh, I was at a fucking wedding again.
Why are all your friends getting married on college football day?
I have no idea. Or getting baptisms when the Cubs are playing.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
The fuck is that shit?
Nobody cares about me, man. Everyone wants to get their kid
ready
to go to heaven.
If you cared about me, don't invite me to your wedding. I don't want to go.
9 weddings this year I got invited to. 9. I didn't go to one.
Good.
Yeah, because otherwise, especially when it's back in Wisconsin, right? So all 9 weddings we were invited to were all back in Wisconsin. If you go back for one, but not like the other, holy shit, it's the biggest story of the wedding.
Yeah.
Why weren't you there?
It doesn't matter that like your aunt is making out with your nephew on the dance floor while some guy's playing the accordion in a polka band at the wedding. It doesn't matter. The number one story is, why did Tommy come back for Paul's wedding but not for Mindy's?
That's good.
You know? Yeah, you got to – it's one
you
of those things.
You got to write that down. That's good.
Yeah. The details, the accordion, it was great.
Oh well, I actually have like a distant cousin who's, I think he still has a pulse, but he was in a Georgie Boost band, so he would sit up there with an accordion and be like,
nice.
Playing polka, and then he had a drummer Dino who would look
of
like
course.
Fat Elvis,
of course,
like not the good Elvis, like the one that like basically died on the shitter Elvis, and he would just sit back there with a big stogie in his mouth playing the drums.
Nice.
And
peanut butter and banana sandwich.
I think I saw a documentary on this on Netflix.
On the Georgie Boost band?
Yeah, yeah.
And he'd always play at like our 8th grade graduation parties or like, we graduate from high school. It's like in Wisconsin, you have a party like every single time your kid graduates a certain grade. Hey, Tommy, learn how to read. Get the Georgie Boost band. Yeah. Hey, Tom, tonight. All right.
Polka, polka, polka.
Anyway, back to college football. So, it was just pure madness. So they released the rankings today, and I think that what you're going to get out of this is
not a whole
especially
lot.
This year. Well, if you look at the rankings, so Alabama's number one. Ohio State jumped all the way up to number two after just giving an ass pounding of biblical proportions to the Maryland Terrapins. They won like 62-3 or something like that. So Ohio State was number two. Michigan's still number three, and then number four is Clemson. So right. even though Clemson what? And Michigan lost, they're still...
It's a 16 playoff too, right?
No, four.
It's a 14 playoff.
So that's,
and
so
where the hell is Louisville?
Is number five.
That's retarded.
That's nuts.
That's so stupid.
And this is the problem with like how important the stupid conference championships are. I get, yeah, it's cool. It adds another game. It makes a lot of money, sells tickets or whatever. But it shouldn't determine, especially with the way that like, the divisions are broken down. So if you lose to somebody in your division, you don't get to play them in the conference title game.
Correct.
So you could still, that might be the only loss that you have all year, but you beat that other team and they're going to get your spot.
So, yeah. So, however, I don't think Louisville should be that upset about it because Michigan is number three, Ohio State's number two. One of them's going to beat the other one.
Right.
And then that team is no longer going to be alive for
That's
the playoff. And
yeah.
Louisville's going to be in. So my whole point about like the playoff, like last week everyone was like, I don't think Washington would beat Ohio State. I don't think Washington should be number four over Ohio State, who's number five. I don't think that. And there were like arguments going on. Like they had like almost like the Brady Bunch, and it had the dude from the South, the SEC with the big ears, the ugly motherfucker who probably just gets mad tail, Paul Feinbaum.
Oh, yeah.
He probably just gets mad ass down there.
Oh, dude. The only Jew allowed from Alabama.
Yeah. I mean, he has the power to probably have a threesome with both like an Auburn girl and an Alabama girl at the same time. Like if they were, if these
put
two girls were
in the side and get on my circumcised dick.
Oh, this is shaping up to be a gem.
Hey,
we've
this is
got
one of my proudest
Paul
moments.
Feinbaum's circumcised dick and my Georgie Boost man back home.
I could probably go as Paul Feinbaum for Halloween.
You could.
I could totally pull
you
that
off. You
just
have to get bigger ears.
Right, bigger ears and drop the accent.
Yeah, oh, well.
That makes no sense. I'm from Texas and I talk like I'm from New York.
So anyway, these guys are all up on like, you know, looking like the Brady Bunch on their, you know, they divide the screen like 4-8 ways, whatever. And they're all up there like screaming like Ohio State would take. No, Washington, you know, undefeated. You got to give them. And it's
right.
like 1 week later, Washington loses and it's no longer like an issue.
It's a good point. It plays itself out.
Right. So now everyone's arguing again. But again, if you just look at it, two of the teams who are in the top four are going to play each other. One team's not going to be there unless that game goes to like five overtimes.
Right.
Right. It's the greatest game ever.
Right. Then, of course, you know, they're going to vote to keep them in again so they can, you know, potentially meet up again in the college football playoff. But A, that's not going to happen. So I just feel that people get sucked into this and they like it just ruins their week, you know, like these kids on like the Louisville
campus. Where
have
I heard that before? Where an argument that is completely futile ruins everyone's lives. It's like I see this sort of thing playing out on social media all the time, but I can't put my thumb on it. I have a feeling it might happen again in like 4 years though.
I read you.
Oh,
I went
man.
To college. I know where you're going with that.
I've logged on to Politico before.
Politico.
So, yeah, so the whole weekend, though, was pretty bonkers. I mean, like, name somebody who's crazy in Hollywood. Everybody.
Bobby Lee?
Andy Dick.
So, yeah.
Oh, you're talking about they're two sober guys now. Go fucking figure.
Andy Dick is sober?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he's never going to be funny
again.
He's
been sober for – well, actually, he's actually doing a lot better now than I think he was.
Is
he's
he really?
Actually going out and doing shows again.
That he's now that he's sober,
he's not trying to fuck like all the guys and all the girls.
my buddy Kelly Hayes was Walt Becker's assistant on the show Glory Days. And for like a show Bad Samaritans you can get on Netflix. So Andy Dick was just like a day player, like one day come on in, and he rolls in like 15 minutes before call time, just reeking. He was out all night, just reeking all night. And this is probably like, you know, 5-6 years ago. So he gets on set and he's just like, hey, man, I'm just really tired. I just need to like kind of sit down and like, you know, just kind of close my eyes a little bit. And Kelly's like, yeah, that's great. You can go ahead and sit here, but I'm going to need you to be ready now. We're paying you to be here. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, it's called being a professional.
Right. So he gets there. Kelly's like, okay, I'm going to have like a PA just watch this guy, like make sure he doesn't leave, whatever. So he assigns one PA to watch Andy Dick. And sure shit, like, you know, a couple hours go by. And they finally need him on set when it's his turn.
Right.
Out cold.
So they go get him. He's gone.
He left.
He
just left. Yeah. So he's just like berating the PA. Like, you had one fucking job. Where are you? You know, where is he? Where is he? So he's got to go out. Kelly himself has to go out. And he's just like standing out in the middle of the, like, a sidewalk somewhere like six blocks away from
him. Andy is?
Yeah. So then he gets him. He's like, come on, Andy, you got to get back on set. You got to do whatever. So Andy gets on there. And all of a sudden it was like the minute they started rolling the cameras, he was like, and just regular Andy Dick, like, here you go, boom, did his shit, gone.
He knew his lines.
Everything.
Wow.
That's what they say about Charlie Sheen. He's a complete wreck, and then the camera rolls and he nails it. Yeah, no matter how
I don't know how some people can do that. I can't even do it sober.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah, it's a gift.
What was my line again? Hello.
Oh yeah.
Hello.
Can someone sign for this? right. Okay, let's try it again.
See, all right. So college football, crazier than Andy Dick, crazier than Bobby Lee, and I don't think that it gets any crazier than the arrest report from the Iowa-Michigan game on Saturday. Did you read this?
No.
So I'm sure that at every college football stadium, there are quite a few public intoxication arrests, even though like the majority of the stadiums, like you can usually get beer just in like the big booster areas. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like, so at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, Iowa, where Iowa defeated Michigan, if you're like one of the big boosters and you're sitting in that section of the stadium, you can get a beer. But as far as like the general student population, no way.
Yeah.
Can't get it.
That's not how it was at the Orange Bowl.
Oh, why? It was pretty easy at the Orange Bowl?
Oh, my God. It was. I'm surprised they even charged us for beers. It seemed like they were just giving them away. And also, the tailgates were just nuts. But, well, that's another time. Anyway, keep telling your story. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's great. No, this is what a podcast like this is all about.
Right.
Like, everybody going off on a tangent. I mean, we talked about Andy Dick,
right.
Paul Feinbaum's
dick.
Circumcised dick, and my distant cousin who's in the Georgie Boost polka band back in Wisconsin.
That still takes the cake so far.
Yeah, right. Right.
Definitely thank the best you.
Georgie Boost.
Hey, tonight's the night, Tommy. Hey, Sherry. Tom says tonight's the night. All right, but everyone like his house because they're either sneaking in shit, and especially right. in like Iowa, it was cold, so everyone had winter jackets on. It's a lot easier to sneak a flask in or whatever.
Totally.
So everyone's like shit housed. Here is the arrest report from that game, just like how housed these people were.
Oh, I know where you're going, but go ahead.
Oh yeah, you read this?
I did.
It's amazing. All right. So Tyler Gross, 23, of Merrill, Michigan, was arrested at Kinnick Stadium for public intoxication. He approached a police officer to give him a high five, and the officer saw he was obviously intoxicated. After the officer told him he needed to behave, he disagreed with the officer. The officer gave him another chance to leave the stadium, and he continued to argue with the officer. He had a .23 BAC.
Jesus Christ.
You need to behave. No, I don't.
No, I don't. You don't need to tell me what to do, officer.
See, but I wonder if it was like that, or if like the officer was like, hey, you need to behave. And he was like, you know what? I don't. Or he was just like kind of like a dick like that. Or given the fact that he's from Merrill, Michigan, which sounds like one of those like three bank, two gas station, eight bar towns.
Right.
But yet his dad works for the CIA, you know, because it's in Maryland, I just assume.
Or they, like, use their welfare money to, like, buy bus tickets out to Iowa City, Iowa, to watch a beloved Michigan Wolverines.
Or they pregame at a house bar.
Yeah.
You ever been to a house bar? Yeah. You know exactly what I'm fucking talking about.
Describe a house bar.
It's someone's house, but they rent it out, or not rent it out, but it's an actual bar in their living room. So you can go in their living room and drink at this in their living room, and it's like a bar.
And this is in, like, the Midwest.
In a house. Like, if I was renting out my kitchen right now and I had a full bar, and you're like, let's go to apartment
people
six.
People had to pay for drinks.
Wow. And you can do that.
Oh, for sure.
That's amazing.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, right?
I've been to one before in Texas.
Yeah. I've never heard of this.
Oh, dude, it's amazing. It's incredible. You knock on their door, and they open the door, and you go right in, and there's someone tending bar in their living room with, like, shitty Christmas lights.
And, like, their family could just be in, like, the back room playing like video
in
games
the other
or
room
something?
Or the room doing stuff, and you're in their house drinking at their bar.
Wow, that's unbelievable. So, like, what bar we go to tonight? How about 7808 Main Street?
Right.
And that's
Steve's bar.
I think I'd rather go to Frank's tonight across the street.
That's unbelievable.
He's got PBR.
He's got the two-for-one deal.
Is that legal in California?
No, I think it's just in Wisconsin because it gets so fucking cold and truckers have to pull over, and they're on the road, and they have to go to a house bar. It's open 24 hours.
I might have to do this. So I'm going back in December for a week and a half. I might have to do that and just record.
I've been to a couple, I think.
Don't quote me. Actually,
Texas.
I don't know if it's open 24 hours. Don't quote me on that. I don't know that.
My favorite are the beer barns.
That's super illegal.
You ever been to a beer barn before?
No.
Oh, it's great.
What about a garage bar?
You just pull in and they just have kegs. You buy the kegs, but it's like in a barn. It's just in the middle of fucking nowhere.
That's outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, it's really
bad. I bet you just get mad puss.
Oh, if you sell alcohol, of course you do.
No, but I'm just saying, just go. It would just create the atmosphere. Like, we're in a barn. And we're at a bar. Like, let's fuck.
It's a big pile of hay.
That's a perfect pile of hay for me to fuck you on over there. I don't know what he said, but
it worked.
All right. So then, Patricia Kopta. or Kopta.
She sounds like a sweet lady.
46 years old. Also of Merrill, Michigan.
Living the good life.
Was also arrested for public intoxication. She was found having an odor of an alcoholic beverage on her breath, slurred speech, and refused to leave the stadium when asked to do so by a police officer. She subsequently called the police officer a racial slur and was arrested. She had a .145 BAC.
Was she so drunk that she referred to the officer by the wrong racial slur? I've witnessed that. My buddy was like super drunk, and I thought he was going to die because he cut himself like really badly and fell asleep in his bed. We had to call 911 to get people over there to help him because he wasn't waking up. All the cops were either black or of a Latino, like probably Cuban. We were in Miami. All of them. They're all Nazis. Get away from me, you Nazis.
I saw a guy that was so drunk at a game. He told this Asian cop to open his stupid Asian ears. Whoops.
Jesus
you missed
Christ.
The mark. You missed the mark.
Oh, my God.
Open your dumb Asian ears.
Like, oh, my God.
Oh. How about this one?
Your eyes, right? Isn't it the eyes?
That's the usual go-to.
That's
a
nice
go-to remark.
Slur, right?
Yeah.
Clayton Sampson, 21, of Mason City, Iowa, was arrested at Kinnick Stadium for public intoxication. He stumbled while walking and almost fell. He had a .31 BAC.
Wow.
That's almost dead.
Is that
like you can die at that at that point. I know. I had that.
Where
I was
this
higher.
Is this at Kent State?
No, this is in Iowa. Iowa City, Iowa.
Oh, yeah. At what point is alcohol poisoning?
Like I've heard people get like .4. Like I had more than a .3 when I was in a hospital one time, my freshman year of college. I went to Madison, woke up in a hospital with a catheter in my dick, and I was not happy about it. I just kind of lifted up my thing, and the nurse comes in. I'm like, nurse, get this fucking thing out of my cock. And my buddy's like, Tom, you're being really rude right now. I'm like, fuck you. You have a needle in your dick? Get it out. Yeah.
I'll take it from here.
Yeah. Well, at least you could cross that off your bucket list, putting something up your dick hole.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know where I was at, but I'm pretty sure I was legally dead when I shit in my girlfriend's suitcase. And if you think I'm making that up, you can tell her to open her dumb Asian
pull the
ears.
John
because.
Bonham.
Open your dumb Asian ears.
Yeah.
And don't look at your suitcase.
Yeah. I walked into the bedroom. I open up the suitcase and she goes, Brady. I go, what are you doing in the bathroom? She goes, you're in the bedroom. And I'm like, okay. I'm going to the bathroom.
Well, do you have any toilet paper in
here? Right.
I keep some of
that. Out of toilet paper.
Well, make yourself useful.
Oh, that's
it's
beautiful.
Yeah.
Now,
grown ass.
Right, now, this is the cake, though, right here. This is the baby cakes right here. And keep baby cakes. This is foreshadowing for later in the show. The baby cakes.
Awesome.
This is the baby cake of the arrest report at the Iowa-Michigan game. Michelle Keys, 35, of Ankeny, Iowa. Mm-hmm. Not gonna work here anymore. Was arrested for public intoxication. She had slurred speech, spoken incoherent sentences, and she believed she was in Ames, Iowa, at the Iowa State Arizona football game. She had a .225 BAC.
Holy
that
shit!
Is awesome.
Now, I'm pretty sure you get anal from her that night.
Go Cyclones! Go Cyclones!
I've always wanted to try ATM.
God, she must have thought she was time traveling.
It was unbelievable. Now, the greatest thing about that is, so Ames is 2 hours away from Iowa City, where Iowa State, where the campus of Iowa State is. So it's more than 2 hours away. Plus, Iowa State hasn't played Arizona since the Vietnam War, since 1968. They've only played each other 3 times ever.
Chicks, man.
So since 1968. So why she thought she was there, that's unbelievable.
That's awesome.
Although, like, maybe she's on to something. Like, you know, when the Cubs won the World Series, I think everyone kind of had a story about, like...
I had no clue where I was for at least a couple of days. I might have visited Ames.
Yeah.
And again, and ended in pooping in a suitcase.
But someone could have had anal on me.
But, you know, it could be, like, one of these genius things where, like... 10 years from now, Iowa State is playing Arizona for the national championship or something.
Right.
Or just something crazy like that. Like I heard a story of when the Cubs won the World Series. They were actually going to the World Series. And my buddy Vinny down in Florida said that he went to Washington College in Maryland. And or it might be in Delaware. One of the two. But I think it's actually in Maryland. It's a real hoity-toity parents have to have a lot of money to go there. And there was always this dude they called Bear. And when the Cubs lost the NLCS in 2003, he would walk around parties after that just saying, Cubs in 16, Cubs in 2016, Cubs in 2016. And he wouldn't say it unless he was absolutely hammered. So, like, oh, sure shit. So this story came out before they even, like, played game one in the World Series. He goes, they're not going to believe this story. But I feel like people have those stories.
Right.
About
as a kid who had, like, in his yearbook, his high school yearbook in the 90s, it said 2016,
yes,
mark my words.
Exactly, yeah. Yep, 2016
that's
champions.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And you know he was probably just bullshitting.
Right.
And you never thought 2016 would ever happen.
Well,
I don't think any of us ever thought 2016 would happen.
In the case of Michelle Keys here, who thought she was at the Iowa State-Arizona game 2 hours away, I think we might be giving her a little too much credit, but you never know. We'll check back with you in 10 years.
It was something that they didn't address in Interstellar, where when you travel through time, you actually get super wasted.
Oh, that's good stuff. Let's move on here in the hot mess.
Let's do it.
The hot mess.
All right, let's move on here in the hot mess up to the big boys. We'll start with your team, Adam Ferberg, the Cowboys. Another unbelievable
Vegas
win for them
again.
Yeah, it's unreal. So that's the first time they've won eight in a row since when?
The 1977 season when they won Super Bowl 12.
That's so. You know, speaking of like when people were, you know, when people like ahead of time say, you know, like Cubs in 2016 or
right,
like whatever. Remember last year when Tony Romo was hurt?
Yeah.
And or remember the year before when Tony Romo was hurt and the year before that when Tony Romo was hurt?
Right.
He was hurt and then came back.
Well, they played the Patriots. And remember he went out there and he was like, I'll see you in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Obviously, neither of the teams made it.
Right.
But can you imagine if like he said that last year and now this year?
Oh, yeah, please.
And now this year, that like those are actually the two teams? Because right now, that's what it's looking like.
Yeah. And you don't know. It's still a long season. He might still play. Now, granted, he came out, had that super sad press conference today where he basically had – thank you. He basically had to admit that it was kind of over, which I've never seen anyone – you didn't see Joe Montana do that. You didn't see Dan Marino do that. You didn't see, like, you know, granted, those guys weren't necessarily, well, Montana was. He was replaced by Steve Young.
By Steve Young after he got hurt, yep.
Yeah, he was. And I don't remember him holding a press conference and admitting to everybody that, like, this is this other guy's time now.
Well, who would, like, Marino have, I don't think Marino quit on his own terms. But can you imagine that? Like, Dan Marino having to come out and say, you know, right now, Ray Lucas has earned the right.
Jay Fiedler is going to take my job.
Yeah, exactly. Jay Fiedler has earned the right. Even though I've thrown for 60,000 yards in my career for this one team, Jay Fiedler has earned the right to lead this team.
I'm going
to
retire, and you guys are going to go through 16 quarterbacks after this.
Isn't that unreal?
Oh, man.
But yeah, you're right. So no, we've never seen that. So
never
Tony Romo,
it.
And like you said, you were almost like ready to cry. He was almost ready to break down because that is an unbelievably hard thing to admit,
when it's true. Most guys don't say it.
I liked Romo. I did. I really liked him. Everyone gave him a hard time, which I don't know why. You want to give anyone a hard time, give fucking Jay Cutler a hard time. Bag of dicks fucking times 10.
No, the thing is with Romo, it was never his – and it's in with Dak. Dax, when he makes a mistake, it's in the first quarter.
But you know what also – Dax has only thrown two interceptions.
Right.
And that is – you know who else did that? Tom Brady.
Yeah. Well, like, Nick Foles, too.
Oh, that's true. That's true. And then he unfolded, if you will.
Right.
But
having a special
Tony Romo. Tony Romo. They're having of course. Tony Romo, though, when they played against the Green Bay Packers and Dez Bryant caught that ball in the end zone, and it was cold out. It was freezing cold out.
Yeah.
But they said, remember when Calvin Johnson caught that ball in the end zone against the Bears and he fell on the ground.
It was a catch.
And they called it not a catch. That was the last game Tony Romo played. Should have gone to the Super Bowl, but they called it no catch. See you later.
Well, they would have went to
Thanks
the
so
NFC
much.
Championship,
right.
Yeah.
Or championship. Yeah.
But they actually shouldn't even been in that game anyway. You go back to a shitty call against the Lions.
And everyone
the week before.
Had a shit call against them progressing all the way to the Super Bowl.
To the Super Bowl, yeah.
It was the Lions game, and then it was the Packers game, and then the Seahawks-Packers game. There was some shit call that went the Seahawks way.
Or just some bullshit. They're just unbelievable shit that went their way. But, like, in the case of Tony Romo now, like, he's – It's so crazy that he knows that he can probably still play. Although I personally think that he's one hit away from retiring.
I don't
know, he takes one bad hit, he's done.
Sure, but that doesn't stop him from getting a one-term contract with a desperate team.
He sure is good. He sure is a pretty good, damn good backup quarterback.
Yeah.
I take him if I'm trying to go to the Super Bowl. You're damn right. If I'm trying to make a run, I take him as a backup quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. But I mean, like, what's so amazing, like you're saying, this isn't a guy who's at the end of his rope though. Like, he knows that he could still play at a high level,
right?
And just what he has to do, like, there's no way around it. Like, there's nothing short of like Dak Prescott coming out the next two games and throwing like for one touchdown and eight interceptions, just completely. Just basically doing the exact opposite of what he's been doing.
He would have to fall off a cliff for him to lose his job, and he hasn't looked anything like he's going to do that. Just when you think they're down, he makes some crazy-ass pass. You know, the one knock against him at the beginning of the season was that it's all dink-and-duck passes. That's not what's happening. Now that Dez is back, they're making amazing plays down the field.
Also, you have to watch out for Ezekiel Elliott. Also in your O-line, it's pretty damn good.
No, the last two touchdowns that scored, especially on a Pittsburgh defense that's historically known for hitting super hard, they looked like the Red Sea, and that line was Moses, and they opened him
You have a bunch of James Harrisons on that team. No one's getting anywhere.
Right.
Well, and speaking of Ezekiel Elliott, you were on Cowboys watch. Like, you can just turn on ESPN any morning, and you can pretty much get every bit of news about the Dallas Cowboys. It's like, you know, a lot of times somebody was saying someone asked Bill Simmons when he was at ESPN, like, why don't they have just like an ESPN Tiger Woods like thing? And he's like, they do have it. It's called ESPN. Yeah. Or like, you know, why don't they have like, ESPN Dallas if they didn't at the time? And it was like, they
Woods.
Do. It's just called ESPN. Tiger Woods.
They do have ESPN for all those cities and the websites and everything.
Well, now they do. Yeah. But this is like back in the day. And then, but like now, like you're basically for me every single week because you're a Cowboys fan. Oh. I get like the lowdown of like not just like the 1 minute story you hear on ESPN, but you actually dive deep into it.
Oh yeah,
and I think this is the craziest thing that our listeners are going to be probably the biggest thing they're going to take away from this podcast tonight is the woman who is still investigating Ezekiel Elliott for allegedly, you know, throwing his girl around. I'll let you tell the story.
Okay.
So this is crazy. Daily Upper Decker, you heard it here first, probably, if you're listening to comedy and sports podcasts. I'm assuming.
I think Jay Moore talked about it too, but
he's not funny. he's just serious.
The best part was he had Lisa Ann on the show the day that they were talking about this.
That couldn't have gone over too well.
Avid Cowboy fan, Lisa Ann.
Lisa Ann, the MILF, the porn star.
Oh yeah,
okay.
Who's Nayland Palin? Historical.
She was the first woman I ever masturbated to.
Really,
Lisa Ann? Really?
Lisa, yeah.
Good God.
And then I couldn't stop watching MILF porn for like 2.5 years. And then I became a guy that basically could date a MILF.
I don't know who the first girl was because I could barely see her through like the
Devin.
On my
also Devin. This girl named Devin, little short blonde hair girl. Oh my God.
Wow.
Used to fucking sat next to me in my fourth grade science class. You know who you are, Devin.
Yeah. You're back. You're still around. Used to pump off to her all the time.
I think the first one I ever beat it off to was a Russian chick named Pantera. So she won me over with musical taste as well.
I got the porn at Moe's on Monday Night Football. Nice.
Yeah. I love it. But anyway, back to the story. So, okay, last week they held an owners meeting in I believe it was Houston, Texas. And after the meeting, everyone's getting wasted at the bar. Jerry Jones is lit up. He sees Lisa Friel, who is the chief investigator for the NFL right now. Her most recent case over which she presided was the Josh Brown case, one that she completely fucked up because it came out later that there were things that they didn't report, and so the Giants had to release him. So she's already fumbled on one thing, and then it comes out.
So why did she fumble on that?
Well, this is a potential thing that she fumbled on. No one really knows for sure, but Lisa Friel is a season ticket holder to the New York Giants, has all kinds of memorabilia in her office and in her home. She's a big Giants fan, so there is a potential conflict of interest in that area, which could be held against the Cowboys. If you're a Giants fan, you fucking hate the Cowboys.
Right.
Right.
If you ask a Redskins fan, who do they hate? The Cowboys. An Eagles fan, who do they hate? The Cowboys. And a Giants fan, who do they fucking hate? The Cowboys.
So they're America's team, baby.
Right. You already know that she already has this thing, but what happens when Jerry sees her at a bar drunk? He approaches her, and his exact words are, do you realize if you keep this up, we're both going to be out on the street? We're both going to be out of a job?
fucking
Jerry
idiot.
Jones would be out of the job?
Jerry Jones is sometimes...
He's $1 billion.
You know the story about...
It's Jerry Land. It's Jerry World.
You know the story about Steven, his son, and Johnny Football, right?
No.
That Jerry was drunk at the draft and was going to put Johnny
Another
Football...
Another Daily Upper Decker breaking story right
Steven
here, courtesy of Cowboys fans.
Steven had to physically accost him and take his draft ticket out of his hand and put Zach Martin back in his hand.
Who's Zach Martin?
Jerry
Zach
Jones
Martin
was going to...
their
like,
offensive guard. Their star from Notre Dame that's basically opening up holes for... Because
Jerry Jones is going to take Johnny Manziel.
Does Johnny Football even play football anymore?
No.
Will
not.
He ever play football again?
He's his Johnny Walker. That's his real nickname.
That's funny. So he just got paid and he's like, I'm good.
Well, yeah. I think he still wants to play.
Nah. He loves cocaine and fucking Adderall too much.
I mean, I played in a beach football game on Sunday that he probably could excel in. But outside of that, that's pretty much where he's at.
Then make
right
a
now.
Fun Winter Olympic sport.
But you know, so what you bring up with this girl who's investigating Zeke
right.
as being the season ticket holder for the Giants, and then when you hear like, because right away like the Giants ownership gets a bad rap as far as letting the Josh Brown thing like fall through the cracks.
Right.
But then you almost have to just and John Oliver was all over this with the Trump presidency. If you guys didn't see last week tonight with
that's
John
right.
Oliver, the last
yeah.
one. All 29 minutes are dedicated to the Trump presidency, and he basically went through how he was able to say all these things, and even like guys like Bill O'Reilly were calling him out, and he was just like, well, you know, I heard it on like a radio show or something, but it doesn't matter. And Bill O'Reilly's like, you're a presidential candidate. It does matter what you're saying, what you're like pumping into the brains of like Americans. Like,
all right.
You have to be accountable, and there were no like true media sources that he was citing, and then all of these articles were writing about whatever, and no one like looked into the sources, and there were no sources. So
yeah, he was making a bunch of shit
so
up.
So all this shit was like made up. So when you look in these stories, it's just to piggyback onto like John Oliver's point, in that when you look into these stories before you make your, you know, your conclusions or draw your conclusions from the story, you have to look into something like this. Like, why is Zeke still being investigated when Josh Brown was investigated for 5 seconds and then,
right.
hey, go back and kick?
Why
is he still being investigated?
Isn't Josh Brown now – he's
cut. They had to cut him.
Suspended from the league, right?
Yeah. No, he's not suspended. They just cut him.
Who cut him?
The New
Giants.
York Giants. They cut him. They ended his contract. And no one wants to hire him because he's such a pariah.
But if you also – plus he's a kicker, so who gives a shit?
Yeah.
So there's
he's replaceable.
So, but even if you go back to, you saw this with Deflategate.
Right.
Who was the one source who was pumping Chris Mortensen full of fucking lies from
right.
the league office? He is a major Jets fan.
Yeah.
And used to work in the Jets organizations for years. His dad used to be like the vice president of the Jets.
Yeah.
So it's like that was the guy who was feeding Chris Mortensen all the fuel to that fire, Deflategate,
right.
and it just burned out of control.
And
you go back all the way, like, how did this start? The Jets fan.
Right. And don't think that the league won't punish one of their top stars that's owned by one of their top owners. They did it with Kraft and Brady. They didn't give a fuck. They kept Brady off of TV for 4 weeks. Probably was contributed to the ratings fall. Kraft was probably who's the owner? Who's the commissioner? Goodell. Yeah, Kraft was probably Goodell's number one fan before Deflategate.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Jones is the reason why there's football in L.A. again. He's done so much for the league recently, but he got in the face of this lady, which is wrong, and he's probably going to get some kind of comeuppance for it. That's probably Adam Schefter went on ESPN and said that Zeke is public enemy number one at the NFL front office right now. So they're not just investigating; they want to find something.
I got a funny story about Zeke and his dad. If you guys want to hear it,
oh yeah,
let's hear it.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's real quick. My brother brother-in-law sells high end sports cars in Texas, right?
Yeah.
Dallas. So
really?
Zeke,
I bet your brother knows my brother.
Probably.
Yeah, my brother he works at the Jaguar dealership in Plano.
Oh, 100% he knows
yeah.
him then.
Yeah,
100%.
God, what a small world.
Seriously. Because he goes, Zeke and his dad came in, and Zeke wanted to get this brand new Bentley all cooped out and everything, right?
Yep.
And Ezekiel's dad goes, so we're not going to pay for this? My brother-in-law goes, huh? He goes, yeah, we're not going to pay for this because, you know, Ezekiel's going to ride this car around, and we'll just tell people that we got the car from you guys. You know, I mean, you know, we'll just try to like pump out your dealership.
No.
And he goes, nah, man, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Sorry. If you want to make a commercial. So,
and your son,
I'm sure those guys over there at Ford Focus.
But I'm sitting going, go ahead. Right, no. I'm sitting there going, is this Jerry Maguire? What is going on here? So his dad tried to get his son a free car.
Like, and what car was it? What kind of car was it?
Bentley Coupe 2016. Blacked out. Do you know how expensive that car is? It's almost $1 million.
Yeah.
Almost $1 million.
So everything about that car is custom made. That's so funny.
Well, you got to give props to his dad, though, because they went in there without a Bentley in their possession, and they left without one, but it was worth a shot.
Right.
What if you just got, like, some dude who was just so... like just envious of, or just like such a huge fan of Dallas Cowboys football or whatever, and was just like, yeah, I'll see what we can do.
Yeah. You know what? No, my dumb ass, if I ever worked there, I'd be like, let me talk to my boss. Let me see what he says.
That's the benefit of working at a Bentley dealership, that you don't want to buy that, the next guy will.
Yeah, he deals with Dez. He deals with Ezekiel. Yeah. He deals with Dirk. He deals with all those guys.
Right.
All of them.
Well, speaking about, $1 million purchases, let's move on here in a hot mess and talk about the Von Miller sex tape. Did you guys see this?
I heard about it.
I saw you post it.
So apparently Von Miller went down with some tramp in the off season to Cancun a couple months ago. Went down to Cancun with this girl, Elizabeth Ruiz, who, like, quote unquote, was aspiring to be the next Kim Kardashian.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. So she goes down there. She's got an Instagram page where she loves showing off her fabulous poop shoot.
And she probably got like 1 million followers.
Yeah, well, probably. I didn't even look. But you can go on. You can go to dailyupperdecker.com and get a beautiful picture of her poop shoot out on a balcony right now. We found that one.
What's
on
her
Instagram
name? What is it?
Elizabeth Ruiz.
I'm all over
Ruiz.
Strangely, no E in that last name. Just R-U-I-Z. But Ruiz is how you pronounce
nice.
It. So Elizabeth Ruiz... She's down there with Von Miller and a couple of other friends, and she has sex with Von Miller. Both parties say it was consensual. So far, so good. She films it.
God damn.
She films it. He knows that she films it, and he tells her, don't let anybody see this. So right away, mistake number one. You're the
Super Bowl 50 MVP. Has he not heard
of
it? There's people beating off to this at the NSA already.
Correct.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, that's her right there.
I might be dumb enough to let her film
me. Homegirl is thick.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah. Would you have another phone? Let's get multiple angles going. I need the world to know that I fucked you.
And can we have one of your friends be the technical director so we're cut back and forth between each camera?
Oh, she's a Vine star.
Of course she is.
Yeah, of course. So she wants to
be. I bet
she's
hysterical. God damn.
Coming up after Brady Matthews here at the Irvine Improv, we've got Elizabeth Ruiz and Steve-O from Jackass.
Yeah.
Stealing stage time.
Steve-O.
God
damn.
So he says, hey, keep it private. Don't show anybody. And then he must have told like somebody in his inner circle, and they were like, you call her right now and you tell her to delete that shit. Like, what are you doing, you dumbass? Do not film yourself. So he calls her or gets a hold of her, emails, whatever, texts, and says, hey, can you delete that? And her response is, gotcha.
Oh, my God.
So she comes back and says she wants $2.5 million
what
from Von Miller.
What a piece of shit.
She's blackmailing him?
Extortion. She can go to jail for this. So correct. So,
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's so, when you boop, lawyer.
So her lawyer gets in touch with Von Miller's camp. Von Miller's camp comes in, and he's got Martin Singer.
Yeah, you're not going to fuck Singer, with this guy. Yeah. Von Miller's the most popular player in the NFL, kind of, right now.
Isn't Martin Singer, he reps Eddie Murphy.
And he rep like Michael Jackson. All the big ones. And right. Martin Singer is also my landlord. So, believe it or not, he owns the building that I live in.
Wow.
Down there. So I cut checks to his brother-in-law. So,
that's cool.
So anyway, Martin Singer comes in and he's like, tells the other lawyer, he's like, yeah, this is extortion, buddy.
Yeah.
Like, so they get a restraining order. Saying that, you know, you can't sell this.
Yeah.
So she wanted $2.5 million or else she was going to sell it to, like, the guy who's responsible for releasing all the popular sex tapes.
Sure.
So there's a restraining order. And then the lawyer, her lawyer thought, you know, better of it and was like, you know what? Yeah, this is extortion. And dropped Ruiz as a client.
did he drop her?
Yeah.
God damn.
So the question is then, and you can go to dailyupperdecker.com to answer our latest dud poll. Would you Would you actually watch a Von Miller sex tape?
Absolutely not. No. I don't want to see that dude naked.
All right, well, that is one of your choices. So your choices on the Dub Poll, dailyupperdecker.com. Also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Daily Upper Deck, and on Vine yet, even though, you know, strangely is not supposed to exist.
Right.
You can still get there. Would you watch a Von Miller sex tape? Your choices are, sure, I'd love to see if he's an MVP where it counts. It depends on who he's fucking. I mean, if it's Kirk Douglas on the receiving end, no thanks. And not interested, but if you've got one of Nerlens Noel, let's talk.
Wow.
Those are your three choices. So head on over to dailyupperdecker.com and answer our latest dud poll. Would you watch a Von Miller sex tape?
Hold on. Maybe I would.
Can I change my mind?
Hold on.
Someone turned.
Is he wearing his glasses the whole time, you think? Furberg, do you take your glasses off when you're banging?
Yeah, totally. I have to.
Sometimes I don't.
God, there's three of them in here. This is great.
Yeah, it always makes me feel like I'm having a threesome.
I watched Kim Kardashian's sex tape, and I couldn't stop, even though I'm not really big on, you know, seeing black dudes in porn that much. Not racist. I just don't really care to see
it. Doesn't do it for me.
Doesn't do anything for me.
There's no way to project.
Listen, white
myself.
Dick doesn't do it for me either, okay? So
but at least you can pretend it's yours.
Right, exactly. Right, that's exactly idea. Right. But I think I'd probably watch it. The chick seems pretty thick, and I like thick chicks. So
there you go.
Carl's Jr., right?
I would just say, yeah, I want to see like more like what he says to her. Like, what does the MVP of Super Bowl 50 say to a girl right before he blows? You could probably get like some good comedy out of it that way.
But what a shady bitch. It's almost like if you have a good girl, if you have a really good girl, don't fuck it up. You can have, listen, that chick is the devil. You're the devil. And she knows she only has a small window, and then that ass is not going to look so good.
Right. Well, how much press is she getting out of this right now anyway?
Well, it's like Amber Rose. Oh, tons.
Yeah.
Amber Rose, who the fuck are you? What do you do?
Well, the difference is Amber Rose didn't try to extort somebody.
I think she has her own serious channel.
She has a TV show. She has a comedy show on VH1, I think.
Amber Rose.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a sex therapy kind of comedy show, yeah.
What the fuck? God damn it.
And her advice for everything is the same. Well, make sure you use a condom.
Yeah, because that worked for her.
Thanks, doctor.
Guarantee she's got everything under the sun. Skankalicious.
All right, one more story out of the NFL before we move on here. Mike Evans, did you see this?
Oh, yeah, he sat during the biggest Veterans Day, right?
Right. So Tampa Bay plays the Bears. Odds are you were busy doing anything else instead of watching that game.
Oh, yeah. I was watching
Tampa
it on
Bay
my,
in Chicago.
Watching on my phone, swearing the whole time.
So star wide receiver Mike Evans decides he's going to sit during the national anthem to protest the election, Donald Trump getting, being elected the next president.
Right.
People go back in his Twitter feed and they're like, well, you said you didn't vote.
Right.
He didn't
vote. That's one of the things is
same with Kaepernick.
There's this huge protest up in Portland. 112 people get arrested. More than half of them didn't vote in the election.
Right.
And you're protesting. Like, look, when you don't vote, you could still legally protest. But don't bitch to me. I don't want to hear it when you didn't vote.
That's where we're at right now, dude. That is where we're at with people in this country.
How small some of the windows were in a lot of the counties that kind of decided it. Your vote fucking counted.
Yeah.
And you know what they said? This is the first election that majority didn't vote. Said like 49% didn't vote.
Well, that's protest. That's sad. Well, yeah. And
go ahead and protest.
A lot of them, like there was, a very low turnout amongst millennials who are like littering college campus with protests right
and
now.
And also like I couldn't be able to tell that from my fucking Facebook feed.
No shit. We're talking about kids that they redid like school buses and they live in them now. Adorable. That's adorable. And they have like a Siberian husky.
It's cold in here.
Right.
Well, anyway, so Mike Evans, after a lot of public scrutiny, has changed his mind about city during the national anthem. He's going to stand from here on out. So way to go, Mike. Way to see the error in your ways.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, get involved first and then protest.
Gentlemen, I've been looking forward to this one. Ever since the day started, and my buddy sent me this story. It's going to make for a fabulous final segment here on the Daily Upper Decker. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for Fact or Fudge.
Fact or Fudge.
So the New Orleans, I know it's football season and baseball season is supposed to be over, but congratulations to both Dave Roberts and Terry Francona for winning managers of the year. We discussed this off mic that while – yes, it was impressive that Joe Maddon won the first World Series in 108 years in Chicago. They only take into consideration what happened in the regular season and what Dave Roberts did in Los Angeles Kershaw was out for 2 months. After Kershaw, like Rich Hill was on there. I couldn't even tell you the other starters.
Yeah.
For the Dodgers. Right. And they still won the division. And, you know, we're a couple wins away from going to the World Series. So, congratulations. Terry Francona was airtight motherfucker of a case. That's great. You won. But the biggest story out of baseball today was that the New Orleans minor league baseball team, AAA team, renamed, like kind of rebranded themselves. Did you hear what their nickname is?
Did not.
Wait, because of the Cleveland Indians farm team?
No.
What are you talking about?
They were just formally called the New Orleans Zephyrs. They're the AAA baseball team.
Sorry, I blacked out. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Talk about minor league baseball. Not I just fun. Fall asleep.
Yeah.
So anyway, they decided that they no longer want to be the Zephyrs. They wanted to probably sell more merchandise.
Right.
Then, like, no one knows what the hell a Zephyr is anymore.
Yeah, I know what a Zeppelin is. I don't know what a Zephyr is.
It's a wind, isn't it? Like some kind Zephyr? Of wind? Zephyr?
No clue. A Zeppelin would be
great.
Why
don't they just be the cumulus clouds while you're at it? If you're going to be a fucking wind. Feel that? Feels like a Zephyr.
Let's Google it. What is a Zephyr? A soft, gentle breeze. Hmm.
Like you feel in
that
New
is
Orleans.
That is worse than the Pelicans. That's bad.
Who that? A soft, gentle breeze.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you feel that? That's the Zephyrs.
So anyway, so they changed their name to the New Orleans Baby Cakes.
Oh, what my God.
The New Orleans
That's even
Baby
worse.
Cakes.
What was Sugar Tits taken?
Well.
Jesus.
The New Orleans Sugar Tits.
However, I would totally get tickets to a Sugar Tits game.
Look it up on your phone right now. Type in New Orleans Baby Cakes and look at the logo. It's like, it's almost like a crackhead baby, like swinging a bat.
What?
Like, you know, you remember.
Now I got to buy this hat.
Remember the Looney Tunes cartoons where they would dress that really short gangster up as a baby?
Oh, yeah.
And he would
like
hit people with a baseball bat? That's what he reminds me of.
Wow.
New Orleans Baby Cakes. It's going to be outstanding.
What the fuck?
What is wrong with people?
It's the Marlins AAA team, huh?
Of course it's the Marlins AAA team. Jeff Loria just
Marlins
saw that.
Baby
like,
cakes?
Oh, they're going to hate it. Make
the,
it a thing.
The New Orleans Baby Cakes. Signed off on the Baby Cakes?
Well, I for one, am excited about it, especially since that, you know, it used to be the
Is there
the
is like a baby cakes like a delicacy you get in New Orleans? Is like a food item or something?
I'm not sure, but the first thing that came to mind, can you Google that while we're
what?
Say, what is a New Orleans baby cake? The first thing that came to mind, I was like, that could be an Urban Dictionary sex move.
What is a New Orleans
like, you know, she passed out. I didn't know what to do, so I gave her a New Orleans baby cake and got the fuck out of there. So, of course, it brings us back to our favorite Factor Fudge question. Is this the name of a minor league baseball team or an Urban Dictionary sex move?
Oh,
awesome.
No.
Classic.
It's great. Work. Give
but
you did
yes,
your homework.
Feel free to Google a New Orleans baby cake and see.
And if it's a thing.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to send it to Theo Vaughn and see what he says.
Why? Is he from New Orleans?
Yeah, he loves fucking New Orleans.
I know he's from the South, but...
Yeah, dude.
All right, so Brady, you won last time, right?
I did.
All right.
I'm 3-1 or 2-1?
Since when?
My record.
I've
won the last two, I think.
You won the last two. I won the first one back.
So 2 in a row. All right, so Brady, you're up. Is this an Urban Dictionary sex move or a minor league baseball team?
Okay.
The Florida Fire Frogs.
That's a minor league baseball team.
Well, remember, keep in mind now, even if it's like... Like the New Orleans baby cake, let's say that is a sex move. I'm going to say the New Orleans baby cakes. I'm going to make it sound like a baseball team because
right.
otherwise, like,
right.
So
I have to know, is it either a sex move or a baseball team?
Yeah.
Right. So, okay.
So you're going with baseball team.
I'm going baseball team.
That is correct. That is the one of the many, many single A ball clubs. That are affiliated with the Atlanta Braves,
right.
The Florida Fire Frogs. So, Brady, you're on the board 1-0 here in a very special edition of Factor Fudge. Adam Ferberg, welcome to the game.
Thank you.
Okay.
Ready to play.
Urban Dictionary sex move or a minor league baseball team?
Let's hear it.
The Mahoning Valley Scrappers.
Where is Mahoney?
Mahoning, sorry. Oh. Mahoning, Mahoning Valley Scrappers.
I got to go with sex move.
That is incorrect.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you know what? You even spelled it out. I was like, oh, shit. You spelled it out. Because if you didn't spell it out,
right.
It's not an actual.
Just the smile on your face made me think that you had done it before.
Oh,
too.
Man. I think it would involve
a fist. What did you say again? The Mahoning what?
Valley Scrappers.
The Mahoning Valley Scrappers. I just, this is the greatest part of this game. It's like these teams all sound.
They all sound like they're like characters in a Steinbeck book. Like these are all survivors of the Depression.
Steinbeck, that dirty fuck.
Weren't they all dirty fucks back then?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone's Lenny. They're all fucking
Hemingway.
Lenny. Yeah, they're all just
J.D. Salinger. They're
old,
all
old, and they didn't eat a thing assholes. For like 3 years.
Look at us just dropping book knowledge. Where you at? Tom Clancy. Fuck Tom Clancy.
All right, so at the round one here in Factor Fudge, Brady's up 1-0 over Adam. So Brady, is this an Urban Dictionary sex move or a minor league baseball team? The Hartford Steam Boilers.
That's a minor league baseball team.
That is incorrect.
What?
The Hartford Steam Boiler is the act of taking a dump in someone else's shower.
Because taking a dump in your own shower, that's just normal.
That's
well,
great.
It's also it can also be a warm poo taken outdoors during those harsh Connecticut winters, which continues to steam for more than 60 seconds after being dropped.
The insides of you are so warm.
Not to be confused
like
with
that's a YouTube genre. It has to be.
Not to be confused with its much less volatile cousin, the Hartford Steamer, which stops steaming in less than a minute.
Oh my God.
Also known as the Hartford Boiler or the Hartford Boiler, as the locals say.
I could have sworn this is an actual. No, you know what's the team? A steamboat. No, the steamboat.
Oh, the steamboats.
Yeah, the steamboats.
That could also be a sex move. That could be both. Right. That could be both.
When you shit in your significant other's kids' toys.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's what it is, the Hartford Steamboat?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Made
you're
it
shitting your other kids' toys? You got to get on there.
I know.
Our good buddy Andy Ostroff's on there as Captain Fabulous.
Oh, nice. Really?
He's got one on there. We'll have to go back into the archives and find out which one he put up there, but it's actually pretty funny. All right. So, speaking of Hartford, we're going to stay there. The Hartford Yard Goats.
I'm going to go with a baseball team.
That is correct.
Yes.
That is a double-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. The Hartford Yard Goats.
The Yard Goats.
And then you wonder why the Rockies can't produce a pitcher that can last more than 2 years.
And Hartford. Good stadium, though.
They're too busy shitting on their kids' toys.
That ball flies out of that stadium. So do my balls.
Baseball team, minor league baseball team, or Urban Dictionary sex move?
You betcha.
The Quad City River Bandits.
That's a baseball team.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is a single A affiliate for the Houston Astros, the Quad Cities.
Where is Quad River City?
Bandits. In Ohio,
Quad
right?
Quad Cities. No, they're it's like Western Illinois.
Oh.
It's kind of like in the upper, it's like the northwest corner.
Is it by Geneva, kind of? Or?
No, like
Geneva's Wisconsin. What am I talking
Lake
about?
Lake Geneva. Right? Yeah, Lake Geneva's in like south, like very south, like the Wrigley's built it. I'm trying to think of like what those cities are that are out there, but it's just like a couple of like decent size, probably like 40,000-50,000 people cities, but there's obviously four
of them.
And I think it's probably like with their border with Iowa right there. There's probably like one that's in Iowa. So they just call it the Quad Cities area.
Nice.
All right.
Like someone from there got arrested at the Hawkeyes game this weekend. No doubt about it.
Ferberg, you're down 2-1.
Okay.
Still anybody's game. Minor league baseball team or an Urban Dictionary sex move? The Akron Rubber Ducks.
I'm going to go with sex move.
That is incorrect. That is a baseball team.
I would have said sex move.
That is
the
double A affiliate of the Cleveland Indians. If you've ever been to Akron, it smells like rubber all the time, burnt rubber, because that is where they make Goodyear tires.
Oh.
The Akron
rubber. You're not doing that in China?
Right. Not yet.
Too soon?
Not yet.
No, you've never been to Akron? You guys never?
No, I have never been to the birthplace of LeBron James.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did a show there one time.
Yeah.
Annabelle's. It was great. It was like a small like bar, kind of like theater in the bottom. It was outstanding. They're good people. They need to laugh there.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
You guys have to go.
They just won a championship. They're doing all right.
Brady, the Sheboygan Mudplows, Major League Baseball or Minor League Baseball team or Urban Dictionary sex move? The Sheboygan Mudplows.
Baseball team.
That is incorrect. That is an Urban Dictionary sex move.
I should have known that. Mudplows.
You never know with these teams.
All right, the Sheboygan Mud Plow.
Literally, it's tossing up a quarter and just letting it land.
It's the act of taking a shit on the floor, then proceeding to fuck your partner from behind while her face is pushed through your shit on the floor.
What?
Oh, God.
The fuck?
Did you hear what Ali did last night? He gave Nina the old Sheboygan Mud Plow last night. She can't get the brown stain off of her forehead.
My God.
They're bored.
Note
they're
to
bored
self,
in Wisconsin. That's a red state. Red state.
Maybe she poured hot water on his head because he gave her a Sheboygan Mud Plow.
Yeah, I totally would want to burn someone's face off because they ran their shit in my face.
Yeah, I kind of would.
Yeah, that does it. Well, it depends. Was it a Hartford steam boiler? Because in that case, she's just
a Hartford boiler.
Boiler.
All right, here we go. Ferberg, you need this one to stay alive.
How often do you hear me say that? How often do you, like, you got to survive this one.
Ferberg, you need this one or you're done.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I'll give the concession speech, the Romo concession speech.
Fact or fudge. Is this a minor league baseball team or an Urban Dictionary sex move? The Sheboygan Slammers.
Sex move.
That is correct.
Wow.
I would have said baseball team.
Because you said Sheboygan. I feel like Sheboygan doesn't have any minor league sports season.
Like I'm on you with the whole Sheboygan thing. But
what if I would have said the Sheboygan titty punches?
When you have no minor league baseball
nipple candy.
Team, the only thing you can do with your time is come up with weird-ass sex move that involved fecal matter.
Or the act of sticking a bratwurst in your partner's loins. Or partner's buns during intercourse. Sue's a big fan of bratwurst and likes to be surprised in the sack, so I figured why not give her the old Sheboygan slammer? Hashtag Wisconsin, hashtag bratwurst, hashtag buns, hashtag butt, hashtag ass. By Charles Kobayashi. 11 likes, 1
nice.
Dislike. Urban Dictionary.
The dislike.
He forgot hashtag bratstop.
The old Sheboygan, well, that's in Kenosha.
Yeah, we've been there many times. I picked a girl up from there once.
What, the brat stop?
Yeah.
Good God.
More like brat go.
Yeah. She. Let's just say she was healthy. She was very healthy in all the wrong places.
All right, gentlemen. Just like last time, it comes down to sudden death. So I'm going to name either a minor league baseball team or an Urban Dictionary sex move. You just yell it out. Whoever yells out the right answer first wins. The Kane County Cougars.
Baseball.
Fuck.
What did you say?
I was going to say sex move.
It's baseball.
Baseball.
Yeah, the Kane County Cougars, a single A affiliate
of the Illinois.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
But yeah, they're in Illinois.
Are they really?
They're right in West Dundee.
West Dundee.
Yeah.
Mick Dundee.
Kane County Cougars. I've been to a couple of them. They suck.
God damn it.
Oh, gentlemen, another great episode of Factor Fudge right there. So, Brady, that's 3 in a row.
I'm telling you, dude.
Stay hot, kid. This is your year.
This is my
year.
You
got the Cubs. You got your boy Trump. You got everything, man. This
By the way, don't ever say my boy Trump. Ever. He is not my boy. But neither is Hillary, so.
All right, so this is how we're going to end this one today. It's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen somebody do on tape.
Saw it?
So the Chicago Cubs win the World Series, and some kid made a bet with his other buddy that
if they lost,
you could tie a string to his tooth.
And you could throw a football.
And a guy would throw a football, and it would rip his tooth out. And this kid isn't like, it's not like they're baby teeth anymore. Like, these are your permanent teeth.
Yeah, it's like a side tooth. One of the side teeth.
Oh, and he could have just gotten the kid from Florida State to punch him in the face.
That's true.
Same thing.
So, I think travel costs would have been too much.
So if you haven't seen it, don't even give the kid fucking justice. The guy throws a football, pulls the molar out, or whatever.
Slow motion, which was smart.
So you could actually see the tooth get yanked
out
of
there. And it got yanked out of there, dude. Oh, God damn.
So I think I speak for everybody here on the podcast. If you're that kid and you're listening for whatever reason, go fuck yourself.
You're an idiot.
Jesus.
I wonder what the sex move would be for that one.
The Daily Upper Decker, nothing but sports and crap.